Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Looking around, you may have heard just recently that a couple of states got together and said, no, I think we're going to challenge this student loan forgiveness proposed by the Biden administration. And just recently, Joe Biden talking about this challenge.
I know I'm being banged up by the Republicans, but come bring it on. We can afford to cancel $10,000 in student debt and $20,000 if you had a Pell Grant. For Americans making under $125,000, 70% of black college students receive a Pell Grant. For many black students, these loan forgiveness will wipe out the student debt completely. For others, it'll provide significant relief. It's a game changer.
All right. So I guess that's another wrinkle to the argument. So I guess it's racist not to want to get rid of student loan debt. Joining us now is a scholar with the Heritage Foundation on the lawsuit that was filed by six attorney generals, including the one here in the state of Missouri. Jonathan Butcher, thank you for coming on to 97.1.
Great to be with you.
So this is what is happening. For the most part, some states are challenging this. They're saying that there are people in the state, based on the laws that we have here, that would actually be harmed if you were to forgive student loan debt. I wanted to look at this, I guess, legally speaking, trying to block the student loan forgiveness. Do you think there's a chance this is actually blocked based on the challenge?
Well, there have been several challenges, especially some recently from states' attorneys general. You've got six states, including Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, South Carolina, all challenging the department, and mainly because they're saying that the Department of Education doesn't have the authority to cancel student loan debt. I mean, they weren't suddenly granted this amazing power to do so.
Part of the grant goes back to the HEROES Act of 2003. This happened after the terrorist attacks. And part of the argument here is that, well, this is well beyond the scope. It hasn't been tested for student loan at this magnitude. And I think that's a really interesting angle to take to this. The other interesting angle is that basically what they're saying is that they're going to be wiping off debt for people that would have no business under the umbrella of the 2003 HEROES Act. So when you start to sign that and you're going to use the justification that would mean people that don't apply under the HEROES Act, just by default, you shouldn't be able to use this. So you should stop it from the beginning.
Well, sure. And look, if the president is also saying that the pandemic is over, which he's, you know, essentially alluded to in several remarks, and now saying, well, we're going to use something that would apply if there was an emergency situation in order to forgive student loans, the two don't go together. Like, you can't say we are not in an emergency, but I'm still going to use a law that was passed for an emergency in order to do this, you know, likely unconstitutional thing. Look, I mean, I think what really should upset those who are hearing, well, you know, we're doing this for students from low-income families, or we're doing this from students who qualify for a merit-based need. A recent study from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget found that it is still regressive. 57-65% of the total benefits, okay, under this program is going to go to the top half of income earners. So even, and this is, look, this is what conservative groups, including the Heritage Foundation, have argued for months, if not years, since this was initially proposed, you know, during the campaign season a couple of years ago, was that this is going to help those at the upper end of the income scale. It's not, you know, the majority of the benefits are going to wealthy families.
Yeah, and this may be more speculation than anything else, but just recently, from what I understand, President Biden was saying, why would we give a tax cut to a bunch of Harvard-educated students? I mean, for the most part, you're talking about some very wealthy and people that have the potential to earn a lot of money over their lifetime by going to college. These are the ones you're giving tax cuts to, like these student loan forgivenesses to. What's the point? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing. And he doesn't make a bad argument, but somewhere along the line, his mind was changed. What makes you think that? Why do you think his mind was changed on that?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know what's in his thoughts. I think it is fair to say that there's significant pressure coming from the left side of the aisle to do something around loan forgiveness at even a much grander scale, larger scale than what Biden initially or has since passed. I mean, during the during the campaign, they were talking about, you know, forgiving debts of $50,000, right, or less. So, you know, this wasn't even as high as I think some in Congress wanted him to do. I think that it will be challenged by states under a variety of different causes. I mean, look, there's a challenge right now that is being rethought because there actually would have been harm to certain borrowers under this proposal. And the administration just a couple of days ago went back and changed the proposal. You know, whether or not they did it because of the realization that they had made a significant error in designing it or not, either way, they've changed the proposal at the 11th hour here. So I think that they are sort of stumbling their way through, you know, trying to create an entitlement.
Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation. He's a scholar there joining us on 97.1 FM Talk. Let's look to about student loan forgiveness in general. From what I understand, they've already forgave some student loans. If you went to a for-profit college, they just automatically wrote off some of your loans. Like, for example, I was talking to my neighbor. He went to a technical college that was a for-profit college. He didn't apply. He didn't ask for it. But the government just sent him money and they said, here, we're going to forgive some of your loans and pay back what you've already repaid. And he was shocked. He's like, I thought it was a scam at first, but no, it was legit. So they've already forgiven some student loans, which to me indicates that the end game is to go even further than what they're doing right now if they've already taken the next step or two up from where they are. So to me, it indicates that there's going to be even more of this. It's not just a narrow scope based on what the 2003 HEROES Act would allow them to do under their own justifications. To me, it just looks like they want to go even further.
I mean, they've been working on this for at least a year, right? So not only did they forgive loans for students at for-profit schools, they also said that any students who are in default during the pandemic, when the loan repayments restart, which still is, you know, a couple of months away, that their level of default will be wiped away. So they will not be in default anymore when they go back to repayment. Then under this proposed, loan forgiveness, which is better said as a shifting the cost to taxpayers, even under that, what's going on is that your income, you can't pay more than 5% of your income each month for repayment. That's down from 10%. So, I mean, they're working around the edges, right, to create as much of a burden on taxpayers and shifting this to, you know, the two-thirds of Americans who don't have four-year bachelor's degrees. And that's what's going on here, right? Some two-thirds of Americans haven't completed a four-year degree, and you're asking them to pay for the college educations of, you know, this smaller share.
Again, more speculation, but still, what do you think it says to a lot of the voters out there who were responsible and paid back their student loans in a fashion like I did? I repaid my student loans because that's what you should do. Now you have this narrow window where if you don't have your student loans paid off for the government, at least under this proposal, wants to pay up to a certain amount for it. What do you think that says in battleground states where these Democratic politicians are separating themselves from this issue? Do you think this is basically something that is a very unpopular thing from both parties, but they're only using this as a way to pander to perhaps a younger crowd?
Well, I think it's certainly unpopular for those who saved up right ahead of time, for those who saved in 529 plans, for those who asked families to help pay this off, for those who took significant sacrifices right, in order to finish their education. I mean, all of those people should feel as though this is a just a real rejection of their, you know, their responsible decisions, right? And so it's not fair, and I think it creates a terrible precedent. I mean, what happens next year, or in 2 years, or in 3 years, when students have loans again? I mean, what it sort of makes the whole process a sham, and it sets a terrible precedent for taxpayers, thinking, you know, we're going to be saddled with this burden every couple of years, but you know, potentially.
Yeah. So let me just, again, we'll just look into our crystal ball. What's the likelihood you think colleges will take advantage of this and they'll say, okay, we're just going to raise tuition, or we're just going to charge more for this because, hey, if the government's paying for it now, they'll probably do it again. So I honestly see this as an open invitation for universities to just charge more because they will know somewhere down the line the government's going to pay for some of that.
Well, and that's what they've been doing. I mean, look, there's research from the Federal Reserve that has shown that every time that there's additional federal money provided through student loans, any time that there's an increase, that there is a correlation with tuition increases. So, I mean, this has been happening all along. I mean, why would a school keep tuition down if they know that Washington or taxpayers, right, are going to be asked to underwrite it?
Yep. So if people wanted to see some of your work with the Heritage Foundation or maybe read more about topics like this one, where can they go?
They can find us at heritage.org and then on Twitter at heritage or at JM_butcher.
Great. So just going back to the individual states, including Missouri, who have filed a suit to try to stop this from happening, I'm very interested to learn more about what language was changed in order to adapt to some of these different challenges. Ultimately speaking, if you had to wager, do you think these states will be successful in stopping this? Or do you think that overall they're so gung-ho about getting rid of some student debt, in the end, the government's going to do it if they like it or not?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I think that because they're not going through the Congress, right, they're not going through the legislature, they're just sort of trying to do it by fiat, that they can probably try to tweak this anytime a challenge comes up in the courts to, you know, somehow make whatever the challenge was moot. So they can, you know, they can certainly try to manipulate the proposal in that way. I think that they will also, they could try to simply ignore it and wait for an injunction, right? As long as there's not a judge who says, well, you have to stop it till this is settled, they can continue trying to fleece taxpayers in this way. And really, again, Americans have to see that that's what is going on here, right? It is not somehow just relief for students who are from low-income families. A disproportionate share is going to students from upper-income homes, even under this proposal. And you're looking at something here that is really just a rejection of those who responsibly tried to cover their loans before, right, and took care of their college tuition before they finished. And again, 2/3 of Americans do not have 4-year degrees. And so it's just unfair to be asking them to be covering this.
Yeah. And even going and taking a step back and looking at it, to me, it says, at least if you're part of the Biden administration, your message is clear. You're not capable of taking care of yourself. If you're a student with a student loan, you're not capable of understanding loans to begin with, because they're saying that you got into something that you didn't know the full gravity of. You're just not capable of operating unless we step in and help you, which is a scary thought coming from the government. Again, Heritage Foundation, you can find out more from them. It's a very important website and a topic to pay attention to. Jonathan Butcher, thank you for coming on to 97.1.
Thank you.
Yeah, just think about the message. The government's basically saying, hey, kids, you're not capable of taking care of yourself, nor are you capable of understanding the documents you sign. So good old government's going to step in and take care of you here. Just allow us to take care of all these different aspects of your life. What does that sound like to you? It's a scary world. You don't want the government doing that. Coming up after the break, we do want to talk to the Gelman team because, well, you hear these stories, housing. What's going on in St. Louis compared to some of these other markets? I keep seeing stories like, oh, these are the worst 10 markets where you can't sell a house here, or, oh, prices are dropping there. I wonder how St. Louis is doing. So Mark Gelman's joining us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.